Good afternoon. We're still socked in with a bunch of clouds across interior New York and New England. And as the storm system along the coast tracks away from us, a upper level disturbance continues to pivot in from our north and west. So this will keep the weather unsettled today. In fact, we still have rain and a few wet snow showers left over across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. And that activity will pivot through the remainder of the region during the afternoon hours. So off and on showers will be likely across interior New York and New England for the second part of the day today and into the evening, thanks to the cool nature of this upper level system and the extensive cloud cover and precipitation. Temperatures will be held back into the upper 40s and lower 50s once again for afternoon highs. This system will pivot out of the region tonight, still with a few scattered showers and lows back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. This will leave us with drier weather on Wednesday and an opportunity for a bit more sunshine, especially for the first part of the day. Then skies will cloud over in the afternoon with just a slight risk of a shower later on in the day with highs in the lower 60s. That disturbance will slide on by Wednesday night with just a leftover shower possible on Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Right now, it looks like Friday will stay dry, although we'll keep track of some energy diving in out of southern Canada, and highs in the upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds. In fact, the weather looks quiet and warmer over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s before we see the next opportunity of showers and thunderstorms early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today in the wake of the low here in the northeast, tranquil weather will persist across areas of the central and southern plains, Gulf Coast, and East Coast that have had well above average precipitation over the past week or more. Stream flows, however, remain very high across these regions with major river flooding occurring along large portions of the Mississippi. One of the driest areas of the country over the past several weeks has been Northern California into the coastal Pacific Northwest. Some relief from the recent dry pattern across this portion of the nation is on tap this week as rain will begin to push in today, followed by another surge of moderate to heavy precipitation tonight and tomorrow. Ahead of the wet weather along the West Coast, well above average temperatures are expected to persist into Wednesday from the Great Basin Rockies into much of the plain. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Copper Basin, Idaho, Petersinks, Utah, and Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers, lower 50s, Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 93, set in 1900. And the record low, 30, in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m. 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. Also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. More showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, just the risk of a shower later in the day, lower 60s. Just a scattered shower Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the upper 60s. Partly to mostly sunny over the weekend, both days in the lower 70s. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday and Tuesday of next week in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.